This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. If there's one thing Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff knows about himself, it's that he loves to travel. A few months ago, he decided he wanted to go to Japan. The problem was, he has a public radio reporter's budget. So, how did he manage to spend 17 days there on the cheap? Easy. He got his credit card companies to pay for most of the trip. And as Dan will tell you, he's not the only one working the system.
The electricity of Tokyo. The bells at shrines in Kyoto. Snow monkeys in the mountains. But Japan is also a $1,300 plane ticket and coach, a regular coffee for $6, and hotels for $300 a night. So to get there, I embarked on an adventure to see just how much of this trip I could get for free, courtesy of the big banks and airlines. And I found I'm one of many playing this game.
They are willing to almost try anything to maximize points, miles, or cash back from their rewards cards.
John Alzheimer is with SmartCredit.com, and he's describing people like me, extreme point hoarders, mile fiends. This trip to Japan could easily have cost $6,000 or more. But all told, for 17 days and four regions, I probably spent about $2,000, a lot of that being food and a rail pass. I started by following the advice of this man.
When we talk about miles, there's two types of
miles. Brian Kelly calls himself the points guy and runs a website of the same name. He also leads seminars like this one, teaching people how to get the most out of an airline mile or credit card point.
But it's a lot easier than you expect.
Essentially, it's like collecting money. You know, miles and points are money. If you're not taking advantage of them, it's like taking a wad of cash and throwing it in the trash can.
For this trip, I needed every mile and point I could hoard. And I didn't actually have to travel to rack up. I signed up for credit cards with big bonus offers. One card scored me 100,000 airline miles. On another, spending $3,000 netted 50,000 points. These bonuses alone paid for most of the travel. But this hobby can become obsession. Kelly suggests as much.
There's one last term, the are you freaking kidding me look? You'll often get this from a spouse or partner that doesn't understand.
James Crawford knows that look. His fiancée at first didn't get it.
Yeah, she thought it was a little crazy that I was spending time on the phone with these banks.
She came around when his points got them upgraded to business class on their trip to Japan. I just flew coach. Clearly some people are beating me at this game. Crawford plans to pay for his honeymoon in Paris, Thailand, and Hong Kong with his points. Then again, he's a former investment banker who programmed a spreadsheet to maximize his rewards.
I have a model where I can put in the distance of the flight and the cost that I'm paying, and then also put in what credit card I'm using, and each credit card has different bonuses. And I then input what my value is for the points that I'm earning for an Amex point or a Chase point.
There's a lot of strategy here. For example, it takes far fewer Chase points to stay at a Hyatt than a comparable Marriott. Some point chasers collect their big sign-up bonus and then cancel their credit card before the annual fee. John Alzheimer of SmartCredit.com worries some will get into trouble with these games, spending too much, racking up debt, or damaging their credit scores.
If you are constantly opening new cards just because you like the sound of the newest, hottest rewards program, then the damage you're doing to your credit is pretty perpetual.
That's because every new application dings your credit score. And credit agencies take into consideration the average age of your accounts, so many new ones hurts that. But Brian Kelly, the points guy, says it hasn't hurt him. He has 20 active credit cards.
I usually get about 6, 7, 8 credit cards a year that bank me almost $500,000.
And I had to ask Kelly to grade my Japan trip.
So I give you an A because you did what you want and you made it happen.
Well, thanks. But I didn't tell him about the guy I met in Tokyo who got so many bonus points signing up for credit cards and bank accounts that he got himself an around-the-world ticket. He was off to St. Petersburg next. I guess he won that round. I'm Dan Bobkoff for Marketplace.